I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Friday, July 24th. Temporary Protected Status, or TPS, for Haiti has been extended. It's now set to expire on Monday, July 27th. A federal appeals court judge in Washington, D.C. granted the extension, preventing the expiration that was slated for Friday, July 24th. Temporary Protected Status is a legal way that immigrants can enter and live in the United States. About 12,000 to 15,000 Haitians live in Springfield, many of them with TPS. Last month, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld the Trump administration's authority to end TPS for Haiti and Syria. The Department of Homeland Security says these nations are safe for citizens to return. However, the U.S. State Department has issued a Level 4 Do Not Travel Advisory to Haiti and to Syria for American travelers. This notice is given to countries with the highest likelihood of life-threatening risks, such as active conflict, widespread violent crime, terrorism, and severe wrongful detention. Professor Emeritus and author Herbert Woodward Martin, a nationally recognized scholar and performer of the work of Dayton poet Paul Laurence Dunbar, died on Monday. He was 92 years old. WYSO's Nick Herkman has more on his life.
Herb Martin leaves a powerful legacy as an author, actor, singer, playwright, and librettist. He's described as the preeminent poet of Dayton by local poet David Lee Garrison and among UD's greatest treasures by University of Dayton President Eric Spina. His daughter, Julia Mock, says studying and performing Dunbar brought to life the work of a monumental creator.
It inspired him in a way to see what Dunbar had overcome and the work that he had done, and to continue to create himself and explore those challenges and kind of see maybe how some of those challenges are still mirrored, you know, as he was coming up 100 years later and you know, even recently in the 2000s, those similar challenges of race and societal dynamics.
Martin was born October 4th, 1933 in Birmingham, Alabama. He and his family moved to Toledo when he was 12.
My dad talked about coming when he moved to Toledo and riding a public bus and getting on with a family member. And the family member said, you don't have to go to the back. You can sit up front. And that, like, even when he said it to me, it was like, wait, what? Like that, it doesn't feel like, I think for a lot of people, that was as recent as it was.
Martin was a frequent guest on WYSO's Conrad's Corner poetry readings. Here he is reading from his poem, Ballad.
Every man has but one birth. Find the purest marble and inscribe your name.
Visitation will be at Thomas Funeral Home from 4 to 6 p.m. on Thursday, July 30th, followed by an 11 a.m. funeral service on Friday, July 31st at Holy Angels Catholic Church in Dayton. For WYSO News, I'm Nick Herkman.
Any future data centers in Liberty Township will soon be subjected to additional regulations. For the Ohio Newsroom, WVXU's Lily Halloran reports that trustees in the Butler County jurisdiction approved the change on Tuesday.
Developers will have to go through a public hearing if they want to bring data centers to Liberty Township. Then trustees get the final vote. Molly Bryden is a climate and sustainability researcher with Policy Matters Ohio. She says Liberty Township's move is an outlier in a state where many local governments have signed non-disclosure agreements about data centers.
The lack of transparency and local democracy in these decisions has really emerged as a through line.
Bryden says Liberty Township is adding an important layer of accountability to the process. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Lily Halloran.
Speaking of tech, a state grant will help Clark State College integrate AI into its courses. The Ohio Department of Higher Education is giving Clark State $100,000 to embed AI competency into several high enrollment courses that are also frequently taken by College Credit Plus students. That includes English composition, psychology, medical terminology, and biology. 10 faculty members from Clark State will also earn the Certificate in AI for Higher Education through the Digital Education Council. They will learn how to integrate AI into teaching with an emphasis on the ethical use of the technology. The college will also develop a foundational AI literacy course that can be offered as workforce training for employers and community members. Look for another nice day today, a little warmer than yesterday, with a high today in the low 80s. Temperatures in the mid-80s on Saturday with dry conditions, but there's now a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the forecast for Sunday with a high temperature near 90 degrees. And that's WYSO Today for Friday, July 24th. I'm Mike Fraser.
Hi, this is Luke Dennis, WYSO's general manager. 1 year ago, we launched our 1 in 5 campaign with the goal that 20% of you would become financial supporters of These Sounds. And in the past year, we've made it to 15% of you donating. Yes, but the momentum has slowed. We are as close to our goal as we've ever been. You can help us get there when you donate now at wyso.org. We wouldn't ask if we didn't need your support. Thank you.